This is a special pre-Thanksgiving game edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Delivered by Papa John's. Nothing goes better with football than Papa John's pizza. Just like sports, we're all about the best. From our signature all-natural tomato sauce and 100% mozzarella cheese to our fresh toppings and fresh, never-frozen, hand-tossed dough. We use the best ingredients to give you better quality pizza. Order yours online today at papajohns.com. And remember, you can earn points towards free pizza and more when you enroll in Papa Rewards. Order, earn, eat, repeat. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. What a wonderful event to raise money for Male Prostate Cancer Awareness Movember through Team Tampa. The Eagles Golf Club hosted last Saturday about 100 players, and we all had a wonderful time. My credit to Courtney Fox, the tournament director, general manager Brian Richter, Whitney, John the owner, everyone, job well done. Good time had by all, whether it's playing an event like that or hosting your own event or just getting out and enjoying this outstanding golf weather. It has been fantastic golf weather ever since I hosted my last event on October the 9th. We've had a month and a half of fantastic golf weather. I know we need the rain, but take advantage of the great golf weather and the conditions at the Eagles Golf Club. 36 holes of championship golf. I recommend both the Forest Course and the Lakes Course. 813-920-6681. 813-920-6681. Call for information, tee time availability, and rates. The Eagles Golf Club just north of Tampa Bay Downs. Yes, this is a special pre-Thanksgiving game edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, simply because we have three games on Thanksgiving, so you have to make some lineup decisions for Thursday, and then you can sort of sit back and then make decisions leading up to Sunday and Monday. So before I talk about the Thursday games, let me first talk about a little bit for those of you affected by the A.J. Green injury. Marvin Lewis is saying that A.J. Green could play again. For that reason, until you see A.J. Green and news that tells you he's done as far as not playing any earlier than, say, week 17 or the playoffs, just stash him away. Just stash him. The last thing you want to do is have A.J. Green come back and beat you in the playoffs. But as far as other options or what it means for the Bengals, certainly the arrow now goes down on Andy Dalton. The arrow goes up on Jeremy Hill, as it had been the last few weeks anyway. With Gio Bernard out, Hill will see an increase in workload. I don't know if it'll be a bell cow workload. I'm sure the Bengals will have another back they can turn to for some down and distance situations or to give Hill a breather. But Hill's value goes up. Tyler Eifert's value goes up. Now I think he's the number one target in the passing game because A.J. Green was one and Gio Bernard was two. Tyler Boyd, Brandon LaFell, kind of desperate moves on the waiver wire. Not sure you're going to get a lot. Probably more from Boyd than LaFell. But that's not anything you can count on. So that's the way I analyze the Cincinnati situation. As far as the games on Thursday, let's take them in the order they will be played. First with Minnesota and Detroit. They just played each other a few weeks ago. That's fresh in our minds. That's fresh in their minds. From the Minnesota standpoint, there aren't a lot of surprises here. You know they can't run the ball. If you own McKinnon or Asiata, you know the risk you're running. Basically, you're just hoping for a touchdown. You know the yardage isn't going to be there. From a wide receiver standpoint, check the status of Stephon Diggs through Wednesday and even Thursday morning. I think Diggs will play, but we don't have a guarantee yet. If he does play, then yeah, He assumes the significance that he's had the last month or so, probably 2 months. But Bradford's not going to throw a lot of touchdowns. Bradford throws like one touchdown a game. And Adam Thielen caught it last week. And Thielen seems to be a guy that Bradford likes to get the ball to. And as Diggs gets more and more defensive attention, Thielen benefits from that. Patterson also had a number of targets last week. So again, check the status on Diggs going into the Thursday game. Make sure he's active on Thursday on Thanksgiving morning. Adam Thielen might be someone that if you're desperate for a waiver pickup this week or is a daily fantasy bargain, I get that. And Patterson, like I said, did have targets last week. But you're sort of chasing there. That's a desperate situation. And even against the Lions' pass defense, I wouldn't recommend Sam Bradford. From the Lions' standpoint, I don't think a lot changes here. They've been very predictable. Bolden's coming off a high target week. Tate didn't have targets. Marvin Jones continues to look nothing like the receiver he was the first month of the season. Ebron had a good game, albeit he benefited late, sort of the way against the Jaguars, normally the way Jaguars benefit against other teams late, but Ebron still put up good fantasy numbers for a tight end. For Matt Stafford, his numbers are in decline. He simply isn't throwing the ball downfield as much, and the running game for the Lions was a huge disappointment last week, and against the Vikings, don't expect much. Moving on to the second game on Thanksgiving Day, Cowboys and Redskins. You just saw the Redskins explode on Sunday night against the Packers. Make sure you're aware of the home road split for Kirk Cousins. Granted, his yardage is, I believe, now in the top three of all National Football League quarterbacks, right there with Ryan and Rodgers. It's a road game. And keep in mind, one of the things that you always have to keep in mind against the Cowboys, you're not going to get a lot of offensive snaps because of the way the Cowboys run their offense and time of possession. It's going to limit the overall snaps that the Redskins are going to have offensively. So if you have a better option than Kirk Cousins, maybe you're one of those guys that has two quarterbacks you consider equal, and you play it week to week by matchup, home road, etc., this might be one of those weeks you don't play Kirk Cousins. I know that sounds odd to some coming off that big game against Green Bay, but Dallas is a better team than Green Bay. Kirk doesn't play as well on the road. If you do have Jordan Reed, definitely play him this week. Although I've questioned for a long time Reed's ability to put up consistent numbers week to week. Jamison Crowder is in the mix here. Normally he would be someone you'd just start on a bye week, but he's going to get targets based on who is getting thrown to in the Redskins offense. Again, a guy like Crowder could be affected by the low snap count for the Redskins against the Cowboys. And I still think Rob Kelly is worth playing because even though the snap count is down, the Redskins are going to feed him the football as the primary first and second down back. Chris Thompson will be in there on third down. From a Dallas standpoint, I don't think anything changes this week as opposed to last week. With the big-time plays for Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. Jason Witten was targeted a lot last week. Not really sure what to make of that as it relates to Jason Witten. That might be a DFS bargain if you want to play it, thinking he'll do the same thing or he's a good bargain against the Redskins. Cole Beasley's numbers have been very consistent over the last month. Not huge games, but high floor. Volume coming his way and finding his way into the end zone. Dez Bryant is obviously a big time play in this game as well. So that's the way I see the Redskins and the Cowboys. Let me remind you that the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is delivered by Papa John's. Nothing goes better with football than Papa John's pizza. Just like sports, we're all about the best, from our signature all-natural tomato sauce and 100% mozzarella cheese to our fresh toppings and fresh never-frozen hand-tossed dough. We use the best ingredients to give you better quality pizza. Order yours online today at papajohns.com. And remember, you can earn points towards free pizza and more when you enroll in Papa Rewards. Order, earn, eat, repeat. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. And the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. The Eagles Golf Club will be hosting my next big public on sale event on January the 29th. This is my annual event, the Sunday before the Super Bowl. I am proud that the Eagles Golf Club will be hosting it and want to see as many of you as possible get out there and play in that event. It will be on sale on joebucksfan.com/golf in just a couple of weeks. Get out to the Eagles Golf Club. You know, this Thanksgiving weekend is one of the most popular weekends where the weather is good for people to get out and play some golf and enjoy being outdoors and being with friends and family. The Eagles Golf Club has 36 holes to accommodate the high traffic of people that want to play golf this weekend. So unlike 18-hole properties or 27-hole properties, the Eagles Golf Club has more room for you. The Forest Course, the Lakes Course, either one, I highly recommend, and I play there on a regular basis. Call for tee time availability and rates, 813-920-6681. 813-920-6681. The Eagles Golf Club, just north of Tampa Bay Downs. Finally, the third game on Thanksgiving. This is not what NBC was hoping for. This is not what the Colts were hoping for. It appears as though Andrew Luck will not play Thursday night. At the time that I'm recording this podcast, he has not been ruled out of the game. However, T.Y. Hilton on a conference call basically said Andrew Luck wasn't going to play. If Andrew Luck doesn't play, and that's the way this is looking, I'm a T.Y. Hilton owner, and I'm going to be looking at other options. I just am. Same if you're a Dante Moncrief owner. The drop-off from Luck to the backup is very dramatic. I know the Steelers' pass defense isn't very good, but I don't see the Colts' passing game being able to do very much to justify playing T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief, Philip Dorsett, Jack Doyle. Frank Gore will get more work, but Gore's ceiling seems to be around 80 yards no matter what. Frank is as tough as they come. This doesn't look good for Indianapolis across the board. And I certainly wouldn't recommend picking up Luck's backup to just plug and play. I wouldn't recommend that at all. I'd be looking for a streaming option, even maybe a Brock Osweiler or a Sam Bradford or Ryan Tannehill might be a better option this week than the Colts backup. But stay with this. I guess there's a chance as we tape this Luck will play, but it certainly doesn't seem that way. And that devalues virtually everyone on the Colts. If I was a Gore owner, I'd still play him. I wouldn't buy Gore in DFS. I wouldn't buy any Colt in DFS based on Luck's status. From the Pittsburgh standpoint, it's just been an odd month for the Steelers ever since Big Ben went down. Roethlisberger is definitely a play in this one. Le'Veon Bell, absolutely a play in this one, as he is every week. Antonio Brown, absolutely. Eli Rogers should get targets in this one. And then we're waiting for more from Lardarius Green, who seemed to be on a pitch count last week for the Pittsburgh Steelers in his return. Green might be a bargain in DFS. If you're desperate for a tight end option for whatever reason, He might be worth a look, but it's not based on a lot. But still, I think we're all expecting Green to be a part of this offense and for Roethlisberger to utilize him, whether it happens Thursday night or in December, is yet to be determined. So that'll do it for the Thanksgiving Day games. At this point, my plan is to give you another podcast looking ahead to the Sunday and Monday games that will be available here on JoeBucksFan.com and on iTunes. I'm not sure if it'll be available on Friday or if it'll be available on Saturday. Just kind of hard to know with the holidays when I'll be available to record it. But I promise you a podcast to look ahead to Sunday and Monday that will be up initially either Friday or on Saturday. I won't leave you hanging as far as going into the weekend. I just wanted to make sure you also had this bonus podcast in advance of the three Thanksgiving Day games and to give you some thoughts on what Andrew Luck's injury means and what AJ Green's injury also means. That does it for this pre-Thanksgiving bonus edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, delivered by Papa John's, teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. I wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I'll be there for you either Friday or Saturday with a look ahead to Sunday and Monday's post-Thanksgiving NFL slate.